Wishing you a really happy Thursday as we get to the end of this month's topic, all to do with fear. And first of all, just to say well done for all the work that you did over the course of the last number of weeks. And as I said to you on Tuesday, it definitely was a heavier topic. So without sounding really cheesy or patronizing, give yourself a big pat on the back for making it this far, because doing this type of work isn't easy. And I think when you show up for yourself in this way and decide that, you know what, I'm going to engage in these teachings and I'm going to do the journal, I'm going to go to the class, you're really honoring yourself by doing that. So not just with this topic, with every topic that we do. So it's absolutely brilliant. What I would like you to do today as we finish up on fear is really start to reflect today. Now, I'd ask you, if you can, as you're listening to this, to take a few minutes when you're finished to do this reflection. Don't leave it till later on, because you'll probably forget. And just sit for a moment with your feet flat on the ground and your hands down by your side. Take a nice deep breath in and out. And ask yourself, what was the biggest takeaway that you got from this month? What did you feel was your biggest insight into your own fears? What was your biggest resistance in relation to your own fears? And what do you think you can take forward with you now as you move on? Because this is really important. When you're doing work like this, you want to be able to not just do it within the month. The hope is that you'll be able to carry this through, because of course you're not going to change everything in the course of a couple of weeks. You have to keep bringing these things through with you and have those insights and aha moments as you continue on over the next number of weeks and months ahead. So really taking the time today to reflect on that and what you've learned this month is going to be really, really important. So I hope you have enjoyed the Fear Bundle. And as you know, it's always there. You can go back at any point to listen to anything that maybe you want help with again. Because one of the things with the teachings here, and it's time for me, is something may come up in your life and something we have done previously, or even if you weren't a member, but you see it in the library that was done previously, could be really relevant for you. So you can dip in and use those teachings to help you. So just to say thank you again, I really, really enjoyed this month, and I particularly enjoyed our soul gathering as well, because I thought we really dug deep in that class that night. So thank you for everyone who attended and who listened to the replay afterwards as well. So we are finishing this month, and on Monday we are beginning our new month, which is going to be all about taking action, being accountable, and as part of that we're all going to set one goal. Now it doesn't have to be anything major. It can be as simple as I'm going to walk twice a week for the month. It can be as big as I'm going to apply for the job I've been waiting to apply for, or I'm going to set myself up on online dating, for example. Or it could be I'm going to go and book the appointment for, you know, that therapist I wanted to see, or that healer I wanted to see, anything like that. Or it can be something more practical, you know, I want to do up a budget for my finances, whatever. Okay, I want you just to pick something that you've been putting off and that you really would like to do. As I was saying to you before, there's only a few of you in the WhatsApp group, which is amazing. It's such a lovely energy. But I am going to be using the WhatsApp group over the next couple of weeks to really help support us. It's not going to be too much, but if you're not part of it, and even if you want to only come into it for this month, I would recommend it, because I really want this month to be really inspiring and uplifting. I don't want to be on your case or making you feel under pressure or anything like that. But I do think that being accountable is one of the biggest ways that you're going to achieve your goal. Putting it out there, committing to it to other people, and saying it out loud. If you get to the end of the month and you haven't achieved it, don't worry about it, okay? We're not going to be all sitting there giving out to each other, but you have more chance of doing that when you bring in as much support as possible. So you have support from me, you have the support you're going to give for yourself, and the group is just a really nice, gentle way of having extra support as well. We are going to start off with a class on Monday night. Details of this will be going out at 9 o'clock Irish time on Monday night. This is an open class. It's not our soul gathering. We'll be doing that later in the month. So I will be inviting people that are not members to join this class if they want. And it's all going to be about visualizing and creating. But details of that I'll be sending out later on to you. So the class, I think, will be just really nice as we're starting the topic on Monday to kick us off and to look at how we can visualize in a different way and actually create and manifest in a different way to maybe what we've been used to in the past, because the energy of the world, let's say, and spiritual energy has shifted so much. We are being called to create, manifest, and even visualize in a different way. So I'm going to be teaching all about that on Monday night as well. And I just really want the month to be part of, like what I was saying to you a moment ago, around looking back at what you've done this month, it's about now our next steps. What are the next steps that I need to take in my life? So the goal that you're setting is just an aside to the month's teachings. That's going to be running along the side of it. The month's teachings are really all going to be about overcoming our self-doubt, what we do to hold ourselves back and how we can overcome that, the action, inspired action, which I'll explain more about, that we need to take, and really taking action and being accountable, actually making it enjoyable. Sounds like it isn't, but it is. So I'll be teaching more about that over the course of the week. So you'll have an email from me later on with the details of the class on Monday. And then on Monday at your usual time of your text, you will get the details to log in for this month's bundle as well. So if you'd like to attend the class, you can reply to the email that I send later and let me know if you'd like to come on Monday. But listen, well done again on completing this month of fear. And I'm really excited about next, our new topic. And I think it'll just really uplift us all. So if you're even feeling a little bit stuck at the moment and the thought now of like setting a goal or doing something is just a little bit too much, or you're just thinking, I don't have time for that, why don't you just make your goal that you're going to engage in it? That can be your goal. You don't have to set a different goal. Your goal can be, I'm going to try and move myself out of this stuck or stagnant headspace. You might be somebody as well that's thinking, oh my God, I have so many goals and I don't know what to choose and feeling overwhelmed. I'll be talking about how to make it simple and easy as well. But like I said, if you're not in the WhatsApp group now, because there is only a few people in it, please do feel free to join. And you know, you can always leave at any point. You can try it out. If you don't like it, it's all good. Okay, have a great week, or a great day, I should say, and I'll talk to you later on.